Well, Star Wars fans packed into Leicester Square in London last night to see the stars of the latest film. Many were there for hours, but spare a thought for local man Neil Virtue, who has been there since Sunday. Good morning, Neil.
Morning.
How are you? You sound a bit tired.
I missed the last train for the Stansted Express. Unfortunately, I haven't slept last night, and I'm just about to go on my way to work. So I don't know how much work I'll get done today.
Well, was it worth it all?
The waiting around is quickly forgotten, I suppose. I met quite a number of the stars, and finally I met George Lucas. And,
wow.
It's been a long time coming, but...
What did you say to him?
I said, would you please sign my poster? I've been trying to get you to sign it for 10 years.
I'm going slowly mad here, waiting. And who else did you get to talk to?
I spoke to Harrison Ford, and I said, Harrison, when are you going to pick up the whip? When are you going to do another Indiana Jones 5? So I said, when are you going to pick up the whip? And he said, I'm not.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's a bit disappointing, because I had thought that they were going to do another one, but...
Yeah, there's a famous scene with Harrison Ford in it where there's a man with a whip twirling it around in one of those Indiana Jones films, and he just shoots
Raiders.
Him. Raiders of the Lost Ark, yeah, he just shoots him, so maybe that's... Dismiss that comment.
Back to Star Wars. we've been hearing some of the atmosphere from London, and it sounds like, Neil, everybody went all out, all the fans, so it must have been really lovely to be a part of that. Did you dress up?
No, I didn't just go quite that far. I had a hat that was the BB-8 droid hat, but that's about it. I didn't dress up. There was a lot of fans dressed up. I think there was. I didn't see many of the pictures myself because I was in the midst of it.
Yeah.
But, I think there's probably some overhead shots, and there was thousands of fans there, and people were queued up for days to get wristbands, to get access to the pens, so they could have a front row spot to see the cast, like Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher and Carrie Fisher's dog go up the red carpet.
Mm, lovely.
But it was it was a tough slog.
Yeah, were you sleeping there the whole time, or what were you doing?
I slept over in Leicester Square on the Sunday night, and I luckily got some sleep on, I think, the Monday night, maybe, at a friend's place. But yes, I did sleep on the streets for a night, unfortunately, but it was worth it, although next time I think I'll probably remember to put more layers on. But whenever you're in the house beforehand, you kind of think the two pairs of socks, three T-shirts, a jumper and a coat is enough. But
do you rightly?
It's not.
Kevin McClafferty is with us as well, the manager of Brunswick Cine Bowl in Derry. Okay. And you've had a busy night as well, Kevin.
We sure did, Elaine. It was absolutely phenomenal now.
Did everybody dress up?
Not everybody, but yeah, there was a good few that really got into the atmosphere. I mean, the crowd started building with us at about 8 o'clock, and we opened the doors at 10:30 for the movie to start at 12.
Uh-huh.
But the air of anticipation and excitement within the building was just palpable.
And were all the screenings sold out?
Every single seat in the house was gone, so I unfortunately didn't even get to see the movie myself, so I have to make it along today.
Oh, are you a big fan?
I'm actually not a big fan, but my kids have dragged me into it, and I have to say I'm intrigued now, and I'm looking forward to seeing The Force Awakens.
The Force may awaken in you when you watch it. Final word to you, Kevin. I understand that you're so much of a Star Wars obsessive, you have a Star Wars themed Christmas card sent out to the family and friends this year.
That may be Neil. Alien, I'm afraid, it's not me.
Oh. Okay, no worries. We'll leave it there. Well, good to talk to you, Neil. Thank you so much for joining us, especially after such a long slog out in the street. And Kevin McClafferty as well, Brunswick Cine Bowl manager. Thank you so much for joining us.